From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Saturday Night Huge Show. Voice your huge opinions at 855-212-4CBS. Here's the huge one, Bill Simonson.
Turn down for what?
We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Graceffo and McKeon are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Another hour together, and then Zach Gelb will be coming up here in just about 55 minutes. What we do on Saturday nights during the football season, in order, top four college football teams at this hour. And the drama that I think awaits us, can Georgia beat Alabama in the SEC title game in 2 weeks? And if that happens, Georgia's in for sure. Notre Dame should win out, very impressive. At Yankee Stadium against Syracuse today. Clemson, same thing. Pounded Duke. Pat Narduzzi and Pitt in that title game could be interesting. But the way it looks, you're going to get Notre Dame, Clemson. Winner of Alabama, Georgia guaranteed. And depending on what happens in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday between Michigan and Ohio State, that winner, if they win their next two games, either Michigan or Ohio State will beat a top 10 team and a top 20 team in Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game. So that's a solid finish. So that means Alabama would have struggled for a half against Citadel. They beat Auburn, and they would lose to Georgia the last three. Michigan, if they beat Ohio State, would have won on the road in Columbus against a top 10 Buckeye team and beat a what I think will be a top 20 Northwestern team in the Big Ten title game. That's not a stretch, seeing that they're 22 this week. Now, if, it's a big if, but it could happen, if Georgia would beat Alabama, you have that one-loss Alabama team who in their last three games struggled for a half against Citadel, beat Auburn, lost to Georgia, and a Michigan team that struggled for a half, pulled away in the second half, and hung on against Indiana, beat a top 10 Ohio State team and a top 20 Northwestern team. You're the college football playoff committee. Who do you take? Who do you take? You know, if you're going on the visual, you still would say probably Alabama, but if you go on resume and also what they did for the committee lately, then you would have to look long and hard at Michigan and leave Alabama out. Now, Alabama winning the SEC title game and Notre Dame winning out and Clemson winning out makes it easy that the winner of Ohio State, Michigan, if they would beat Northwestern in the Big Ten title game in Indianapolis, I think they're in as that fourth team. Because then Georgia gets beat by Alabama. You watch West Virginia get knocked off by Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State. And Oklahoma, I don't think, would be strong enough. And Ohio State's finishing with those same two. They beat number four in a top 20 team. So you can't leave them out. I think they jump everybody, including UCF or Washington State. Washington State's going to get, what, Utah? And they're going to get, what, Washington and Utah, I think, their final two games, if I'm not wrong. Am I correct? So Northwestern winning today and Ohio State winning today was good, obviously, for the Buckeyes. Was good for Michigan and their college potential college football playoff resume. And I think the SEC playing teams like Citadel and UMass at the end of the year is the wrong move in the college football playoff world we live in today. Total. Those games belong in September. The SEC should have games that have conference or division implications happening this week. Come on. Nothing against UMass and Citadel gave them a great game. But no way. No way you do that this late in the season. It's a bad look, especially when we got that debate. What I just said, folks. I get Alabama's trophy case. I get Saban. I get how good they look. But if you go on that resume at the end, and Michigan's last two games are wins over top 10 Ohio State, top 20, I assume, Northwestern, and Alabama would beat Auburn and lose to Georgia, how do you take Alabama over a conference champion, Power 5 conference champion in Michigan, who just finished with a top 10 and a top 20 win? That's how big Northwestern beating Minnesota today and Ohio State hanging on against Maryland. How big that was for their potential college football playoff resume. All Alabama has to do is win out, so don't start tweeting or calling me if you're listening on Jocks FM in Birmingham. Alabama controls their own destiny by winning out. So your top four college football teams in order, top four NFL teams in order, and then we brought up the rumor that was out there, the story that, oh, Maroon 5, there's a petition for them to step down as the NFL Super Bowl halftime entertainment. And it made me think about an hour ago about the hidden bands or hidden songs we might have on our Apple CarPlay that we only play when we're by ourselves. And for guys, a lot of those are love songs. Because you gotta have your heavy metal. You got to have your Kendrick Lamar. You got to have that with the boys, right? Maybe country western, a little Kenny Chesney, Florida Georgia Line. Yeah, you got to. But when you're alone, you got to have those love songs. You got to have maybe nerdy songs. Like I said, Josh Groban, You Raise Me Up. Just inspirational. When you're thinking about your team that just lost, and the pain travels through your soul like a lost highway in northern New Mexico. But then you understand that even with that loss, it's only a game. And you look at a big, beautiful world. And you look to the sky and wonder how you lost $500 on that game. And you bow your head. And you say just a little prayer. And you ask the big man, can you raise me up and raise my bank account? God bless Josh Groban. I love it.
When I am down.
He does have a great voice. Do you remember what Super Bowl was that? Houston? Who was in that Super Bowl? Was that Carolina, New England? When he sung that song. I think that was the first time, if I remember. It's a powerful song. So I need your hidden song. Your hidden song. What is it? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Yago in Illinois, listening on AM 670 The Score. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, my man?
Okay, I'm going to take Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, and Alabama.
Okay.
And the Ford NFL, I'm going to take the Saints, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and Pittsburgh.
All right. What's your hidden song, Yago, that you listen to?
Neil Diamond's Solitary Man.
Oh, Solitary Man that you listen to by yourself. Thank you, Yago, there in Chicago. Johnny in Detroit listening on 97.1 The Ticket. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. All right, Pete in Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, so I'll give you my top four college, although I'm not a big college guy. Probably going to look at, got to stick with Saban, number one, Notre Dame, maybe Clemson, maybe Ohio State. Professional football is a little easier. I'll go with number one, obviously, my New England Patriots. Number two, I'm going to go with Kansas City Patriots. Number three, New Orleans Patriots. And number four, Los Angeles Patriots. We're all Patriots. Go Pats! Woo!
Thank you, Pete. And we all remember our first beer. Bob in Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. All right, top four college football. I go with you, but I'm going to give you a chaos scenario. You talk about Georgia upsetting Alabama. You know, you can throw out the records when it comes to the Iron Bowl. And you know, we all saw what happened a few years ago when the guy ran back the field goal kick for a touchdown and blew everything up. So I'm looking for that kind of chaos. I'm a Michigan fan. I'd love to see Michigan, but I don't want to see Michigan get their ass kicked by 40 points. Pros, the Saints, the Rams, the Chiefs, the Patriots.
All right, and what
y'all
else?
Y'all stole my thunder on my A list, so I got to go with Copacabana.
That's a
so my B list is YMCA.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Yeah. This makes you move. I don't care who you are. You're moving right now.
I told you, man.
You move right back. It's here it is, 1:14 Eastern time, and you're like doing two sideways, two back, little dip. Same thing with YMCA. I don't care where you're listening to it. The game, you're doing that, and you're going, my God, those guys, they're like the Rolling Stones of disco. You're moving right now. I think what's good today is that on this show, we're being honest as guys. We are. You ever listen to a sports show where a guy goes up and goes, you know what? Copacabana and YMCA. And I like the Patriots. Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio's Masculine Show. Let's go to Edgar in Boston, Massachusetts. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Bill. Thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate that. I love your show. It's
thank you.
Fantastic. My guilty pleasure, I'm 54 years old, and I started listening to Kiss in about 1974, and just enjoyed the energy, the theatrics of Kiss. And as time goes by, I started listening to jazz, classical, the blues. But there was a gal at work that I kind of had a little fancy for,
mm-hmm.
and we were talking about music, and she goes, she liked metal and rock and roll, and she goes, I've never seen the band Kiss before live. I said, really? Well, they're coming to Boston in March, and tonight I asked her, do you want to go to the Kiss concert? And she said, yes.
What's awesome, and, Edgar?
Oh, my goodness. I was so happy.
You're good.
James has.
You're gonna, you know what? You're one up in the James game right now. Congratulations. Congratulations, cool. Edgar. Enjoy, you know, what's your favorite Kiss song?
Strutter and Deuce. I like the early stuff. Cold Gin, Firehouse.
Wow, you're going old school.
Hotter Than Hell.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be good, man. That'll be, you know.
But
enjoy the concert. Be nice to her. Take her out. Take her out for a good dinner too. Don't take her through a drive-thru. Like Graceffo. Like, well, Graceffo. Yeah, but Graceffo can't go through a drive-thru because he doesn't drive.
Yeah, man. There aren't any drive-thrus here, really. So
I know. Well,
I got you on that.
You do. It is New York. You're taking cabs. You're taking subway. Yeah, I get it. Trains. I get that. There's no drive-thrus. That in the Midwest, there's a drive-thru every corner. It's a law. Let's go to Connor in Ohio. Speaking of the Midwest, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, I would like to talk about the top four in college and my secret song, I guess.
All right, go ahead.
Top four. I would say Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan as of right now.
Okay.
A lot rides on next week, I think, as far as Michigan and Bama are both concerned.
All right.
And my secret song would be Flock of Seagulls, I Ran.
Hey, that's not bad, because that was a time. Thank you for listening in Ohio. Flock of Seagulls was right there, like with, you know, MTV and all that, that MTV generation. That's not nerdy. That's not secret. Secret is like a love song. James, what's your favorite love song of all time that you listen to by yourself?
Oh, it's got to be like something Beatles related, like Yesterday or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a love song. That's just a good
thing. That's a love song, kind of.
McKeon, what's the last love song you played where you cried?
I'm not much of a crier, Bill. I'm not much of a crier.
Man, I need to get an intervention going with you guys. I need to get on a plane.
Oh, I'll admit it, but I don't cry at music very often.
You don't cry at music?
Not really, no.
You've never heard a beautiful song at an emotional moment, and you just got dumped, okay?
I've only been dumped once before, Huge, and I did not cry when I heard a song.
And you didn't have a song right after you were dumped that sticks with you?
Plenty of songs, but there was not a song that I listened to and cried.
So you've been dumped a ton, so you have a ton of songs. One time. Oh, so hold on. We got Mr. Macho Man, and you got Graceffo.
No, actually two. So I got Graceffo beat, actually.
Okay. All right, thank you, McKeon and Graceffo, back at CBS Sports Radio. You can join us live, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at GEICO.com. Rick Astley, there's another one of my secret songs. I love him. Awesome voice. Back in the day. All right, we need your top four teams, college football at this hour in order. Top four in order in the NFL. And also, what's your secret song? Graceffo, what's the last song that you played when you were making out with your girlfriend? And I'm talking PG. What?
Bill, like, that's so long ago, man. I don't know. I don't even remember.
You don't remember?
Nah.
When was the last time you had a date?
This is a good question. Maybe like a year and a half ago.
Okay. So you remember the last cool song that was a... Like, I used to play a lot of Kenny G on my stereo.
Yeah, that you're a big cool sax guy, huh?
Yeah, he was awesome. That's some, you know, you just get a, you know, nice cold beer.
Remember when he played that, like, one note for, like, forever, and it was, like, the biggest story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was awesome.
He had great hair, too, yeah, Kenny G.
That was great. McKeon, last makeout song you remember, and I'm talking PG. You know, it might have been hugging, little kissing. Last makeout song you remember.
It's been a while. It's been a while, Huge, so.
My Lord, we need... Forget the social networks. We need a social life right now for McKeon and Graceffo.
What do you want from us? We work in radio. It's Saturday night,
guys.
And look where we are.
Man.
Bro, you give me the word right now. I'll leave. I can go somewhere.
Yeah, same here.
Can go somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Those girls are lining up outside CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, that'd be
great. We're not that far from, you know, some popping places, if you know what I mean.
Okay. All right. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to beautiful New Mexico and Quigley. Thanks for the wait. And you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening,
Show. Sir. How
you doing? Good evening, sir. I like Notre Dame, Alabama, Clemson, and Michigan.
All right.
Those are my top four.
And what's your secret song?
Well, I'm 66, so I grew up with Elvis and Jerry Lee and, you know, and all the good rockers, and then into the 80s. So my secret song, and don't you tell anybody, the No-No song by Ringo.
All right. Well, thank you, Quigley in New Mexico. Appreciate you listening on this Saturday night. Phil in Houston listening on AM 610. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Doing good, man. I love the conversation. Top four college football teams, top four NFL teams, and everybody's secret song.
Well, I'll start with the song. You really, you're my new hero when you brought up Dead or Alive, Spin Me Around.
Yeah, and I used to beat mix that with AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long. I could go into Dead or Alive because you had your staples. And I'm trying to think after Dead or Alive, well, once you're getting up to 130, 132 beats a minute, there weren't a lot of songs you could mix. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. There was a song, Communards, Don't Leave Me This Way.
You couldn't quite get there. I'm trying to remember how many beats per minute. That was cool because you had the video machines, you had three turntables, you could do the extended remixes, and then mix in the video. And this is when MTV late '80s, early '90s, it was pretty cool with the clubs. Yeah, the pay when you were a good DJ, you could make a lot of money. You really probably today you do it too. But today, a lot of these DJs today, they pre-make their music because you can the playlist and everything you download, and they're not actually doing it like they used to old school.
Right. Oh, yeah, a good $20 bill back in the day.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you listening on AM 610 down in Houston. I do need your top four college football teams in order at this hour. Also, top four NFL teams in order at this hour. Let's go to Larry in South Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge, how you doing? I'd say the top four college teams have got to be Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan. But like you said, Georgia could beat Alabama, and Michigan could run the table, and Alabama would have to be out. And it's going to be – it'll be political as hell to keep them out. But going by the resume, that would have to be them.
And we'll be interested. Yeah, and what's your bad song, your secret song, your hidden song?
Best song ever been is My Girl by The Temptations.
All right. Well, thank you, Larry, in South Carolina. I think how well Alabama plays against Auburn will come into play, but if they beat Auburn and they lose to Georgia and Michigan beats a top 10 team in Ohio State, and they beat a top 20 team in Northwestern in the Big Ten title game, I think this argument, based on Northwestern, Ohio State holding on to win today, that's big in Michigan's favor. That one loss game, if it gets there with Alabama. 1-855-212-4CBS. You want to join us live? 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America like we do each and every Saturday night. I want to thank Graceffo, McKeon, Dead or Alive. Man, I used to DJ a team night with like Dead or Alive, Depeche Mode, U2, The Cult. Man. There's a lot of money to be made being a nightclub DJ, but there's hardly any nightclub DJs anymore. Now they're all at those big DJ festivals. By the way, NFL continues on CBS's Super Bowl season Sunday. Exciting regional action. The Pittsburgh Steelers head south to battle the Jacksonville Jaguars. And later, the Los Angeles Chargers host the Denver Broncos in a classic AFC West showdown. Check your local listings for the game in your area and kick off the day with the NFL Today presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS Television. Final segment together. Huge questions of the night. Like we do each and every Saturday night during the football season, top four teams in college football in order at this hour. Man, Ohio State holding on to win. Northwestern winning. That's big for Ohio State or Michigan for a shot at college football's Final Four. And then I began the show talking about Maroon 5 and that rumor that there's a petition and they might step down in support of Kaepernick, or people are asking them. I think it was shot down on Allen, which is my go-to sports source. And then it made me think of secret songs. I said Josh Groban, You Raise Me Up, would be my secret song. Maybe Barry Manilow, Weekend in New England. I'm talking, you know, high school dating, late 70s, early 80s. Maybe Mandy. What's your secret song? Top four college football teams, top four NFL teams. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Eric in Chicago, listening on AM 670, The Score. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Biggie.
Love listening to your show. It's a nice way to come home from work, so
thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, so my top four college teams are going to be Alabama, and then Clemson, and Notre Dame and Michigan. But I would love to see Michigan and Notre Dame play a little bit later in the season, because that would have been to really get a good idea with those two.
And Notre Dame played very well today against Syracuse. I'm telling you, Notre Dame, in my mind, is a legitimate national champion, a potential national champion.
And that's one of my top favorite college teams, so I'm happy. So my top four NFL are going to be the Saints. Then it's going to be the Rams, and then Kansas City. You can kind of flip-flop, depending on whose defense is going to be better towards the end. And then only because I'm so excited they're having a great season, or they're relevant, and they have an offense that actually looks like it's an NFL offense, and I'm kind of excited for Adam Shaheen to come back to add another weapon, see how good he is, the Chicago Bears. I really think that they're a sleeper team, and with that defense and that offense clicking right now, it's pretty exciting. But
in your secret song,
It's going to be Always by Atlantic Star.
Oh gosh, when I was DJing, that was one of the most requested slow songs. Always, Atlantic.
I'm 35 years old.
Atlantic Star.
I'm only 35 too, so
that's cool. Well, you know what, guys don't listen to slow music with women anymore like we used to back in the day. They don't.
That's true.
They don't do that, man. There's no makeout music anymore. There isn't.
We're lucky we listen to them.
Well, you used to, you know. And thank you, Eric. I appreciate the call in Chicago. There's no slow dances like in nightclubs. There isn't. Think about it. There's not. Let's go to Gary in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on 92.3 FM here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, great to get through. I love your show. Been a fan for a long time.
Thank you.
I was out at the bars. Just got back from the bars. And everybody's really bemoaning the fact that we only beat Maryland by 1 point. But I think it's a positive, because that team hung in there. They played tough, and they could have easily laid down several times. So I think they're going to be number four in their top four rating. Obviously, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. I further think that Alabama will crush Ohio State, but I think Ohio State's going to sneak in there.
What's your secret song that your guys that you hang out with at the bar would never know you love this song?
Oh, well, I'm going to use a fake name, because I'm going to tell you something that's going to embarrass me and you. Going back to the Urban Cowboy days, remember those days, 78?
Oh, yes.
There was a guy named T.R. Ferguson. It was on the soundtrack to the movie. The song was called "That Time You Blew Me." It meant a lot to me.
All right. Yeah, I do. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate you listening in Cleveland on 92.3 FM, one of America's great sports radio stations. Yeah, I love the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, but a lot of people did, so I don't think that's like a secret song. Philip in New Mexico, busy night in New Mexico. They love the Huge Show. How you doing, Philip?
Doing great, Huge. Hey, I'm very glad to talk to you finally. I'm a longtime listener. First time I ever talked to you. This is very a thrill for me to hear from you.
Well, it's a thrill for me to hear from you too, buddy.
Greetings from the great Southwest.
I love New Mexico. New Mexico, Arizona, two of my favorite states.
Well, that's great, great. I'll give you my four college teams, pretty much the same as all the others have
I'll go with Bama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan. My four NFL teams, I'm going to go with the Rams, the Saints, the Patriots, and I'm going to put Kansas City number four. And my two, my secret songs, actually I have two that I couldn't decide on. There's one that I just absolutely adore, but I was like a little tyke when it came out. It was maybe before my time, but it's the song has stood the test of time, and it's God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
That's a good song. That's a very good song.
Yeah, that's one. And the second one I have is I have special memories for me because it was in high school days and when I was dating, and it's always been one of my favorites. It was a song called How About Us by a group called Champagne.
Oh, gosh, that is a... I love that song. Thank you so much, Philip, and I appreciate the love tonight in New Mexico from everybody on air and also on the social networks. Yeah, How About Us, Champagne? Yeah, see, I was listening to Johnny Gill, My, earlier today. Like I said, Deal, Babyface, Two Occasions. Atlantic Star was a good one, always. You see, some good R&B. See, I believe if you only like one type of music, you don't have the expansive personality. I love country. I love metal. I believe a good song is a good song, no matter what the genre. I really do. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. I'm also thinking about the slow jams. Kenny G, Don't Make Me Wait for Love. That was a video. I'd play that in the clubs. And then when I dated, I lived with a woman. First woman I ever lived with. We listen to Kenny G all the time. It's great romantic music. There's nothing wrong, guys, with romantic music. There isn't. You don't have to sing, okay? There's nothing wrong. It's mood setting. Dim the lights. Maybe it's a nice cold beer. Maybe it's a bottle of Brut champagne while you're splashing that bottle of Brut all over you. Only some of you will get that. Jim in Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Huge, how we doing?
Hey, Jimmy.
Listen, I'll make this short and sweet. I'm going to switch up a little bit my college top four because everyone's repeating the same order. I'm going to go Bama number one, obviously. And by the way, if they continue this play, I'm going to put them up there with the 95 Nebraska team as the greatest team I've ever seen in my life. Number two, I'm going to go Notre Dame. I'm going to compare them to Clemson, who you could also make an argument for. But based on today, what they did to Syracuse as opposed to what Clemson did to Syracuse, I'm going to give the Fighting Irish number two. Number three will be Clemson. Number four, the Maize and Blue of Michigan. As for my top four NFL, it's got to be the Saints right now. They're playing spectacularly both at home and on the road. Number two has to be the Chiefs. Number three has to be, I'd say, the Rams. And even though I'm a Patriot fan, I'm going to have to give number four right now to the Pittsburgh Steelers, begrudgingly, of course. And for the song, I will say, hopefully no one said it yet, Your Love by The Outfield.
Your Love by The Outfield. There's old school. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate the love from Pennsylvania. Some comments coming in at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Jason Smith comments, there isn't a nerdy music category. People's hidden songs are going to be something they feel is nerdy lame, but others will think it's cool somewhere. For example, someone who loves hip-hop might hide a country song they like or vice versa, to each his or her own. Well said, Jason. Jay Robert, listening in Lauderhill, tweets at Saturday Huge, I'm with you on your college teams, and my song is Color My World by Chicago. F&P Podcast out of Wisconsin tweets at Saturday Huge, there's not one man out there that hasn't screamed, man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain with No Shame. Definitely guilty pleasure song. Also, Sean Olbert's drops a comment in, tweeting at Saturday Huge, Jimmy Buckets with a game-winning three-point dagger for the win to beat the Hornets. The Kemba Walker has 60, was that right? Did I see that at CBSSports.com earlier? I think I did. A deplorable one. Comments at Saturday Huge. Transformers cartoon movie soundtrack song, You Got the Touch, by Stan Bush and Brian McKnight. When We Were Kings, Don't Forget Poisons, I Won't Forget You is so underrated. Amen. Brian tweets from St. Catharines, Ontario in Canada. After a long winter, it's Mongo Jerry in the summertime. Jacob Burkholder, he tweets at Saturday Huge, his four teams in order in college, Bama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Michigan, NFL, Saints, Rams, Chiefs, Chargers, his secret song, Open Arms by Journey. Oh, faithfully, there was another slow jam and Open Arms. Man, Stephen Perry had one of the great voices ever. Brandon, listening on AM 610 down in Houston, Texas. Thank you, Brandon. He tweets, top four in the NFL, Houston, Texas, Rams, Patriots, and Saints. His secret song, Kiss from a Rose by Seal. What's that movie where they were singing it? Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah, it was the remake of Vacation. And I think that was funnier. And it's hard to believe with the original Chevy Chase Vacation. I think it was Christina Applegate and the guy from The Hangover. Oh, my gosh. And the family sung Kiss from a Rose kind of beginning, end of the movie. That remake came out a couple years ago, Vacation. I can't watch that enough. Kills me. It was awesome. Now, remember, 24/7, you can tweet us at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Also, follow us on Facebook. Just search Saturday Night Huge Show. We're here each and every Saturday night, midnight until 2 a.m. During the college and pro football season. Then after the first of the year, when the fantasy guys are over, we're back to our 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, until 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific. Always about huge opinions. Now, I do want to end with a huge opinion on how I believe the college football playoff will shake out. In the end, I think Alabama will win out. I believe Clemson wins out. I believe Notre Dame wins out. And I think Michigan's defense and an offense that's better than what they showed today as they settle for 6 field goals against Indiana at home. But looking ahead to that Ohio State matchup, the Buckeyes just don't have the defense to beat Michigan. The only way Michigan will lose that game next Saturday in Columbus, if they give it away, and that can happen on any given Saturday. Ohio State has an awesome offense, but Michigan has one of the best defenses in America. On a cold Saturday in Columbus, I think the Wolverines will prevail, go on and beat Northwestern, and end up being that fourth team in the college football playoff. Thank you, Graceffo. Thank you, McKeon. Thank you, North America. Unbelievable conversation on this Saturday night. Remember, 24/7, stay in touch at Saturday Huge on Twitter.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.